Day after day, we receive emails and letters and calls from Revive Our Hearts listeners who share with us some kind of personal tragedy or trauma that they're going through, maybe in their marriage, maybe with their children, maybe with physical health issues.
This is Nancy DeMoss Wagmuth on a Revive Our Hearts series called Grieving a Loss.
You know, in this life, grief is inevitable. There's no way around it.
Earlier this year, a woman was reading the transcript of this series.
My name is Raquel Anderson, and I am from São Paulo, Brazil.
Raquel was getting ready to help translate and record this Revive Our Heart series into Portuguese.
And I usually read the transcript before I record because I want to get the heart of that content. And there was a moment that I was reading, and I had to stop everything and just read.
Raquel put her tasks on pause. She just needed this content for herself. She didn't know why this Revive Our Hearts episode was resonating with her own heart, but it seemed like God was speaking through this program, preparing Raquel for something.
Everyone is going to experience heartache and sorrow. That's just part of living in a fallen world. So we can't avoid it, and we need godly biblical wisdom on how to deal with grief and with heartache.
And I thought, Lord, what's going on here? Why do you want me to pay attention to this content? And of course, I didn't know, but I just let that be part of my heart, part of my mind.
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast with Nancy DeMoss Wagmuth, author of Heaven Rules. For December 26th, 2024, I'm Dana Gresh. We'll hear more from Raquel in a few moments, but first, let's get some backstory. I told you Raquel was helping translate Revive Our Hearts into Portuguese, and she was able to do that because years earlier, several women said yes to God's calling, even though they didn't feel adequate. And maybe God is calling you to help build His kingdom in some way. On today's episode of Revive Our Hearts, I think you'll be encouraged to give your own yes to God. That's what happened to Cindy Rast.
My name is Cindy Rast, and I'm from São Paulo, Brazil.
She lived in Brazil because her husband taught at Pan American Christian Academy in São Paulo.
At the beginning of 2012, one of my friends, Prisca, she came and she said, Cindy, please lead us in another study. It's been too long. Let's do a study together. And I was really busy, and I thought, oh, Lord, I really don't have time for this, and what would you want us to do? And I think it was right then that True Woman was coming out, True Woman 101.
True Woman 101 is a workbook written by Mary Cassian and Nancy DeMoss Wagmuth. Cindy was willing to give the study a try because she'd been listening to Nancy's teaching on Revive Our Hearts for about a year.
And so the four of us began studying True Woman, and after the first week, we'd done our lesson, we'd watched the video. We got onto our knees. No one said a word at the end of the study. We got onto our knees and we just started confessing. The Holy Spirit was so present. And He showed us, you've got this all wrong. You have bought into the lies of this world and the culture. You have been deceived. You are women who know the word. You're women who are serving, but you've been deceived. Confess. And there was such sweet repentance that day. And the Lord began to work in our hearts over the next few weeks. I think what the Lord was doing in my life was bring me to a place of humility. Here I was telling women, you know, God is good, He's faithful, He provides. Being a godly wife and a godly mother are so important. Yet I didn't understand exactly what all of that meant. My husband always said, you know, if someone else wants to make the effort and to do it, I'll just let them. And so for 16, 17, 18 years of our marriage, I led. I was very capable. I could do all these different things. He did lead. It wasn't that he was not leading at all, but I was very vocal and very verbal. And the Lord used this study to really break me and to show me I was not being a submissive wife. And He brought about transformation that's produced amazing fruit. He's humbled us. He's broken us. And then it began replicating. And we just saw the Holy Spirit work in ways that I've never seen Him work before. He would just bring women. And so over the course of the next couple of years, I don't know how many studies I led, but it was quite a few. Never me going and seeking these women, the Lord brought these women to me. And I can say in every situation, the woman's life has been transformed and renewed by the power of the Word through this study and through understanding who they are created and designed to be as women. These were all English-speaking women. So we had people from Switzerland and the United States and Brazilians that spoke English and Portuguese. But I thought, the women of Brazil, they need to hear this, and they don't have this accessible to them. And so I had said to my husband over the course of several months, oh, this needs to be in Portuguese. But I thought, who am I?
So at this point, Cindy was thinking, we need Revive Our Hearts materials translated into Portuguese. But she didn't think she was the one who was supposed to do that work.
What can I do? My Portuguese isn't even that good. How can I do this? And so I just kind of pushed it aside and left it there. But I prayed. And then in December of 2013, it was a typical busy day. And I thought, you know what? I am going to sit down today and eat my lunch. I don't normally sit down to eat my lunch. And I'm going to listen to Revive Our Hearts. I'm just going to kind of pamper myself today. And so I sat down, had my lunch, and I turned it on.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Monday, December 2nd.
And it was the women from the Dominican Republic.
And when we started with this dream, it was just, we were thinking radio programs.
And they started to share about what God had done.
And God had more in mind.
And starting the work of Aviva Nuestros Corazones in the Dominican Republic. And I was listening. And my heart was just resonating with everything they were saying. And I remember putting my fork down, walking back to my room. And I have to confess, there was just a little bit of frustration there. And I got down onto my knees and I really cried out to the Lord. And I said, what do you want? What do you want from me? And I thought, who am I? What do you want me to do? But I knew there was such a burning desire. And he said, I want obedience. I want obedience. And then I argued with him. I said, but who am I? I'm Cindy Rast. I don't speak very well. I don't even speak this language very well. How can I do such a great thing? You know, how can I do this? And then it was so interesting. I had a piece of paper there and a pen, and he just started bringing to my mind three different publishers that I know personally. My father-in-law is the CEO, the director of Comevi, which is a evangelical film. They produce films and audiovisuals in Portuguese in Brazil. I have a connection at Transworld Radio. And all of a sudden, as I started to list these things, he said, okay. So I said, okay. Yes, Lord.
God did answer Cindy's prayers. He connected Cindy with a publisher. He provided the funds. And the Portuguese translation of the True Woman 101 workbook became a reality.
He has done everything. He asked me to be obedient and to take some steps and to be an instrument for him. But he has done everything. And so my faith has grown as I've seen him be so faithful to his word. He who begins a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. And as I held that book in my hands, all I could say was, thank you, Lord, because you're the one that has done this. And women are starving for this message. And so my prayer is that we'll be faithful in what God has called us to for this moment, and that is promoting and getting the message of True Woman 101 into the hearts, into the churches, into the seminaries, into the schools. And I see it as the Lord. It's just kind of like he is putting all these puzzle pieces together, and he's preparing the soil of these women's hearts for such a time as this to receive this message. And I believe with all of my heart that he is going to work first in the hearts of women. You know, the message of True Woman and Revive Our Hearts has come to every country in Latin America, except Brazil, but it's coming.
That interview with Cindy Rast first aired on Revive Our Hearts in 2015. Cindy's investment in translating True Woman 101 is still bearing fruit. But Cindy wasn't able to fully see her vision for the True Woman movement in Brazil. Not long after that interview aired, Cindy was diagnosed with a brain tumor. After a 4-year battle with cancer, she went home to be with the Lord in December of 2019.
I want to be able to wrap this situation, this tragedy, up in a nice little bow.
This is Cindy's daughter, Grace, speaking at Cindy's memorial service.
I want to tuck in all the loose ends and all the things that don't make sense. I want to wrap it up in a nice little present that's pretty to look at. But I don't have a bow. I can't say anything that will make sense of this. There's no way to spin this situation that will make it right. But I do have the cross. And I turn to the cross and know that there is no pain, there's no hurt that Jesus hasn't already known and held on the cross. So today, somehow we celebrate, because even now my mom is in her Savior's arms. Sorry. And just as he is holding her, he promises to hold all of us as well. I hope and pray that I can be half the wife, half the mom, half the example of a true and godly woman as she was. She has left a mighty legacy, and for that, I am eternally grateful and humbled.
Cindy did a lot more than translate a workbook. She also invested in women through her many Bible studies. In the process, she was building a team. That means her legacy is still continuing.
So I got connected with Cindy Rast back in 2016, just at the point where she was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Nikki Lorimer was living in Brazil when she was listening to Revive Our Hearts and heard Cindy's passion for the True Woman movement. Nikki's kids went to school with Cindy's kids. So after hearing that program, Nikki connected with Cindy because she wanted to be a part of this ministry.
And I just wanted to serve her and allow her to do what God was calling her to do. When she passed away in 2019 and I thought my job was done, felt that, my job was not done yet, and felt the Lord stirring my heart to just gather all the women who had been connected to her who wanted to see the ministry. We got together early in 2020 and said, let's just start doing the Seeking Him podcast, the short 1-minute program, which we felt we could handle. And once we made that decision, we things happened really fast. I spoke to a friend and she knew somebody who could work with audio production. He'd been working with events, and because the pandemic had hit, he had no work. So he started doing the audio production, and somebody on our team started recording for Seeking Him.
In January of 2024, the team began translating and producing the daily Revive Our Hearts program.
Things have just grown from there. More and more women getting blessed and testimonies, amazing testimonies. So it's been an amazing journey.
Raquel Anderson has a role just like mine. She serves as the co-host of Revive Our Hearts in Portuguese. And one day she was preparing to record a series called Grieving a Loss.
And I usually read the transcript before I record because I want to get the heart of the content. And there was a moment that I was reading and I had to stop everything and just read. And I thought, Lord, what's going on here? Why do you want me to pay attention in this content? And of course, I didn't know, but I just let that be part of my heart, part of my mind. And shortly after that, my mom had a fall, and she went to the hospital for 3 weeks. And during those days, the Lord kept saying to me, reminding me, Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And as she was in the hospital, what I read in that content and recorded was what I needed to be able to go through that. Those 3 weeks with a sound mind, and the peace of the Lord, and even unknowing what was going to happen. And in the not knowing, the Lord kept bringing to my mind, but remember Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And she went home to be with the Lord. She died after 3 weeks. And there were several other things happening important in our family, but that truth, Emmanuel, God with us, and that he is faithful to be with us through the grieving process, suffering, that's what sustained me to go through that. And I just thought, what kind of love is that? That even before anything that you know that's going to happen, but the Lord, in his kindness and in his faithfulness, is already giving you hope. And that's what his word does. He gives us hope for our everyday, for what we know and what we don't know. But he's faithful. He does not change. And so that's part of my testimony.
My prayer is for God to do exactly what he did in my life, to be honest, because I'd been a Christian for 20 years, but through listening to the podcasts on a daily basis, it just developed such a new level of understanding for God's word, just the depth and the breadth of how amazing it is. It's a bit like what I've heard Nancy say. It's like holding a jewel up to the light and being able to examine every facet of it and appreciating how it is what it says it is. It's a living word. It's able to transform our lives. And that's what it did in my life. And that's what I pray that it will do in Brazilian women's lives, or Portuguese-speaking women's lives all over the world.
My prayer for the Brazilian women is that they will really see the importance and the beauty of spending quality time with the Lord and revive our hearts because of its consistency in teaching solid biblical principles, and through the podcasts, the Bible studies, the books, every resource, there is a consistency that is always pointing women to Christ. It's a wonderful ministry with wonderful speakers, godly women, but you never see them bringing attention to themselves, but to point women to Christ. And there is a consistency there. And I think that's what gets women attention, not only in Brazil, but around the world. It's the unshakable truth. It's the incomparable truth. It's the incomparable love, this consistency that God offers us. The woman is realizing like, oh, yeah, again, they're telling the same truth, the only truth, again and again and again. And that's what's equipping them and engaging them with the ministry.
Wow. The Lord used so many women over so many years to come together so Portuguese-speaking women could now hear this every weekday.
Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth se pergunta, onde estamos enraizadas?
Onde você está plantada agora determina como você vai enfrentar a vida e se você vai prosperar e florescer a longo prazo. Se você está plantada na presença dEle, entre o povo dEle, você vai florescer nesta vida e até o fim, por toda a eternidade.
If you've prayed for the ministry and if you've given to help meet our financial need, do you realize you're helping Portuguese-speaking women to ground themselves in God's Word? And this month, you have a special opportunity to help Revive Our Hearts share biblical teaching with women in multiple languages. You see, some friends of the ministry are doubling every gift, up to a matching challenge amount of $2 million. And we're praying that God will put it on the hearts of listeners like you to give so that we can meet and exceed this challenge amount. Nancy's planning to teach the entire Bible in 2027, and tomorrow you'll get a preview of some of that teaching. Now, I know 2027 may seem like a long ways off, but we have a lot of work to do between now and then. Translators are getting ready to bring that teaching into their language starting next month, but we need your support to keep the process moving. Would you pray that God would meet our year-end needs? And would you ask the Lord if he's calling you to help meet those needs through your gift? Make sure to contact us by December 31st. You can visit reviveourhearts.com to give online or get the mailing address, or call us at 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Earlier in the program, we heard a portion of Cindy Rast's memorial service. Nancy DeMoss-Wolgemuth spoke at that service, and we're going to end our time hearing some of Nancy's call to invest our lives in God's kingdom, just as Cindy Rast did. Here's Nancy.
First came to mind as I was thinking about just the things we've been hearing today and the picture that has emerged as I've heard so many stories about Cindy's life. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 says that a good name is better than fine perfume. And we've heard about this good name. Well, I love that part of the verse, but then the second part of the verse and the one that follows it are the ones that I find maybe not so easy. A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For this is the end of all mankind. And the living, that's us, will take it to heart. Death is not what God intended. It's not what He designed. It's not what He created. It actually is an enemy. And that's why we grieve. Even as believers in Jesus, we grieve the loss of this precious sister. The story that God has written for Cindy's life is not the story any of us would have written. 50, 51 years old, just all of this seems wrong, untimely. It's not the script we would have written for her. And isn't it true that often God's story for our lives and the lives of those we love is not the script, not the story that we would have written? At times in this broken, fallen, prodigal earth, we experience heartache and loss and disappointment and pain and unfulfilled longings. But I love the reminders throughout Scripture that God is not indifferent to our sufferings. In fact, I've been listening to the Bible on a Bible app just a little bit each day, listening through the Bible. And this morning, the passage came to Exodus chapter 3. I was getting ready over in Michigan doing my hair and makeup, and I heard this passage in light of the purpose of this service today. God says to His people in Egypt, "I have observed the misery of my people. I have heard them crying out. I know about their sufferings. I have paid close attention to you and to what has happened to you." Here's a God who knows. But He doesn't just know, He cares. And He doesn't just care, He acts and moves to bring about our deliverance. God in heaven has come down, knowing our misery, our pain, our hurt. He says, "I have come down to rescue them and to bring them from that land of slavery and mourning and grief, to bring them to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey." You see, all that Old Testament stuff in the book of Exodus was a foreshadowing, a foretelling of a much more momentous moment in human history, when God Himself would come down to enter our pain and our sorrow and even our dying. When He would come to this earth to take on the enemy of death. So until that day when faith becomes sight and prayer becomes praise, we say, "Lord, we trust You. We trust You to write our story. We trust You to write the stories of those that we love. We trust that You are good. We trust that You are faithful. We trust that Your great redemptive story is one that will one day be of such glory and wonder that we will fall in worship and say, 'Oh Lord, You have done all things well.'" Amen.
This program is a listener-supported production of Revive Our Hearts in Niles, Michigan, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.